Let's talk hemp now. And the Minister for Agriculture, Land Reform and Rural Development, Toko Didiza, says her department will start issuing permits for the production of hemp in October. She was addressing a session in the National Assembly about her budget, and she said the legalization and commercialization of cannabis had been at the forefront of public debate and on top of the agenda of policymakers, not only in South Africa, but globally. And in South Africa, the Constitutional Court effectively decriminalized the personal use and growing of cannabis in a groundbreaking ruling in 2018 and further ordered politicians to fix the law on the matter. That ruling then opened space for further lobbying for decriminalization of cannabis and hemp for commercial and medical use. To talk about this, we're joined now by Tony Budden, the director and partner at Hemporium. Tony, thanks for joining us on this Friday afternoon. You must be quite pleased about this news.
Yes, Amy, definitely. It's been a long time coming. This is our 25th year of waiting for this to happen. So definitely very, very happy.
Is this the result of lobbying and action by yourself and others in the industry, or is it something that's just sort of evolved?
No, definitely. We've been lobbying for a long time, and it's been such a complicated issue with so many different stakeholders, definitely in one of the key areas of trying to separate the hemp, the industrial cannabis side out from the medical and adult use or recreational side. So it's for people to see that you don't make the shirts or build the houses or get the food out of the varieties that people smoke generally. And that it's a different type of farming as well. It's agriculture, not horticulture, which is the way most people would grow for medicine or for adult use.
Do you find that the majority of South Africans still don't actually understand hemp?
Absolutely. I mean, if I had a buck for every time someone said, "Can I smoke your shirt?" I'd definitely be living in a hemp castle. I do live in a hemp house, which is amazing. So, but the castle would be next. But no, it's definitely a big misunderstanding that some people think it's the male part of the cannabis plant, or that it's a different plant completely, and they can't understand why we don't haven't legalized this amazing resource that can provide fiber and food and building materials and all of that. What's taken so long? But it has been so intertwined with the cannabis laws, and it's taken a very long time and a lot of lobbying, as you said, a court case as well. I was part of the constitutional court challenge that got the law declared unconstitutional. That's all been opening the doors, and obviously looking at what's happening internationally as well. You're seeing America with the farm bill legalizing hemp, Canada, Europe as well. But the one tragedy is from our side is that this was 25 years in the making. South Africa could have been a world leader in this. We started research in 1996. Sure. And now we can play catch up. I mean, even Malawi and Lesotho are ahead of us. So that's one thing that, and I'll say it, hopefully there are some government people listening, but that we have to develop a local market now.
Well, that's really the thing. Think about all the lost business opportunity as a result of that slow pace of transformation.
Absolutely. I mean, and there still is some people who are dreaming of a magical Canadian or a German is going to arrive on our doorstep and buy everything that we can grow. And I don't think that's right anymore. What we need to do is develop local value chains. There's so many people who need the nutrition that hemp can provide. There's a whole fabric industry that would really take advantage of having an organic fabric like hemp to offer on an international market. And there's also all the housing, amount of people who need decent housing. That is needed right here in South Africa. So we'd like to see a lot more focus on the processing, making sure that the decorticators, which are the machines that separate the fiber from the stalk, the oil presses, all of these things are made available to the farmers that we can beneficiate in South Africa and set up a local industry instead of relying on exports.
Tony, we agreed a few minutes ago that most South Africans don't actually understand what hemp is, and you have alluded to some of its uses and benefits. But if you could just explain, what is hemp, how is it different to cannabis, and what are some of the other things it can be used for?
Okay, so it is all cannabis. It all comes from the cannabis plant. But hemp is a descriptive term which refers to the non-psychoactive uses of the plant and the non-psychoactive varieties. There's some varieties that don't make you high of cannabis. They don't have the active ingredient that creates a psychoactivity. And those varieties often give you better fiber. So So the fiber can be used for making textiles. It's organic by nature. Cotton uses 25% of the world's pesticides and hemp uses none. It can provide the building materials. You mix the inside of the skulk that's left over after you take the fiber, or if you mix that with lime and it makes a natural cement called hempcrete. And currently in Harrington Street, there's a new building that's, I think it's 10 stories high, or if not more, that's being built with all the internal walls going to be using hempcrete.
Amazing.
There's the opportunity for hemp foods from the seeds. You get omega fatty acids. You get omega 3, 6, and 9 in the optimum ratio for the human body. You get a really good protein called globulin edistin, which is very digestible, and you'll see hemp protein powders in the health stores and that very available for the body, especially for people who've got nutrition blocking syndromes or diseases like TB and HIV. It's a very good nutritious seed to eat. You can get paper from it instead of cutting down forests that takes so long to grow. You can grow paper in 4 months. You get ropes, twines, all biodegradable as well. So it's one of these circular economy plants. It goes from cradle to cradle. When you finish with the product, it goes back to the soil, feeds the soil, feeds the next generation of plants to give you more materials as well.
It's really cool.
And then obviously what most people would know about is the medical side. Hemp is high in CBD as well, which is also the non-psychoactive cannabinoid that you would see in most health stores and that. Hemp has a higher ratio of CBD to THC than the recreational or the medical varieties usually are high in THC and low in CBD. So it's a very, it's got medicine, it's got food, it's got building materials, it's got fiber. A lot of our baseline needs in the hierarchy of needs could be sorted out by this plant. And then obviously the job creation that comes along with it as well. The opportunities in the Eastern Cape, the also Free State, anywhere where there's summer rainfall. In the Western Cape here, we'd focus on more niche crops, the more and probably more medical and more looking at more boutique style, because we have to irrigate with only winter rainfall province, where the rest of the country could probably do the agriculture a lot easier.
Thanks for that update. Tony, enroll on October. That's Tony Budden, the director and partner at Hemporium.